Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're in the middle of a surge in violence, and it is a surge in some cases across the board, although I'm sort of mystified as to what some people are the percentages they're throwing out there now. There is, this all began during the coronavirus pandemic. I have a couple of reasons in my mind's eye as to why I think that occurred during the coronavirus pandemic. But, I decided to take a look at this, and I was looking through a few sources. And the one that interested me the most was coming from the Daily Caller, because the Daily Caller, that ostensibly is a conservative outlet. But what they were coming up with is interesting. They found that murders in Democrat-controlled cities increased 36.2% in 2020, and the homicide rate in Republican-led cities rose to 35.6 in 2020. Now, but that's almost dead even. So it's sort of showing that it is not necessarily due to who's in charge, it's not due to who's in charge in that particular instance, which I find sort of funny, because in most Republican-led cities, you don't have the breakdown in the morale with the police, I have found, or so I thought. Experts have said that there are many more reasons why violence has shot up during the coronavirus pandemic. The police morale and staffing shortages are only one factor that leads to violent crime. And this is coming from a guy named Richard Rosenfeld, a professor of criminology at the University of Missouri. He said, reductions in police morale and staffing have almost certainly contributed to the increases in violent crime, but that's probably not the only explanation for the increases. If it were, we'd also have seen increases in nonviolent street crimes, which declined during the pandemic. See, I find that reason flawed, because most of your really violent criminals don't also commit nonviolent crimes. Most of your pushers and drug enforcers and all this other stuff and those really hyperviolent guys, they're not out there breaking in to your house. Homicide rates increased 30% on average across 34 cities from 2019 to 2020, based on the National Commission on COVID-19 and Criminal Justice's data. Chula Vista, California saw a 150% spike in homicides, with only 4 in 2019, but 10 in 2020. That's where percentages become a thing. Chicago, Illinois' data showed a total of 780 homicides in 2020 compared to 2019, increasing 55%. New York City experienced a 43% increase, leading to an additional 131 more homicides than in 2019. Homicide rates were on the rise even before the riots in May 2020. The FBI reported an almost 15% increase in homicides between January 2020 to June 2020. New York City Police Department reported more homicides, shootings, burglaries, and car thefts, despite a historic low in overall crime in 2020. The report said that crime dropped to 95,552 incidents. That's 681 fewer than in 2019. But there were 1,531 shootings in 2020 compared to 777 in 2019. 97% increase. Despite violent crime rising, property crime has decreased in some areas across the country. Property crime decreased 9.3% in non-metropolitan counties and 7.3% in metropolitan counties between January 2020 to June 2020, which makes perfectly good sense because people are staying home. People were staying home during the pandemic. There were no unprotected properties out there. And in these areas where the gun ownership is not only allowed, but it's encouraged, yes, of course, there would be a precipitous drop in that. Springfield Police Department in Missouri reported a 49% drop in property crimes, with only 11,950 reported in cases in 2020. But then areas like San Francisco have signed softer shoplifting laws, which have led to what Brandon Dugan, who leads the retail crime division at CVS Health, called organized retail crime. He's talking about Proposition 47, the reclassified nonviolent larceny as a misdemeanor so long as the value of the goods stolen was less than $950, which has encouraged more people to shoplift more often and restrict employees from stopping the crimes. So, I wonder what they're trying to get to here, but they decided to put one thing in there that I was sort of surprised they decided to go this route. But what they were doing was they were actually just gathering information from various sources without vetting it. But then we get a guy named John Kleinig, he out of John Jay College, he told them, lots of other options to look at. The pandemic and its various effects. The large increase in gun sales. Opportunities created by the pandemic. More stray targets and subways. Economic factors. Political polarization. And if you look at the stats, the violence is now declining. Well, now, if it was about the uptick in gun sales, then the violence would be just going through the roof. Now, COVID-19... ripped apart many areas of the U.S., which led to a lot of business closures, a lot of unemployment, and a spike in domestic violence in homes. Suicide went up. I mean, all kinds of things went up. Law enforcement officers during the pandemic did continue to do many of the same tasks, but in some cases, they were limited due to social distancing constraints. They were still, you know, they're still conducting traffic stops, but they're not requiring violators to sign the citation. Instead, they are documenting COVID-19 in the signature block and making a note of the stop on their body cams. Domestic violence did see an increase in spite of overall crime dropping at the beginning of the pandemic. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline's contact volume in April 2020 increased by 15% as compared to the previous year from March 2020. There was an overall increase of 9% in contact volume in the next 3 months. But then, you know, they did look at mental health, but then they got to more guns. Americans stocking up on equipment such as guns and ammunition as the coronavirus created shortages in supplies. Minnesota gun sales surged over anxieties of the pandemic, civil unrest, and shortages of resources. Gun dealers in Wisconsin were having trouble keeping products. Gun sales at Superior Shooter Supply have reportedly risen by as much as 500% since the start of the pandemic. The FBI, the data showed a total of 3.2 million firearm-related background checks, and the number of firearm sales in May 2021 represents the second highest May on record, with the highest in 2020 during the coronavirus pandemic. And yet, they never get to the core issue of what caused all this violence, which is the equal but opposite reaction of being locked down, which had a whole lot to do with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
This is the home of the binary trigger, the San Luis line, the Providence line, Reformation line, Militia line. The list goes on, and you need to check it out at franklinarmory.com. You know, have you ever heard of John Stossel? John Stossel is a reporter for Fox. And John Stossel is a New Yorker. So he lives in New York. And like most people that live in New York, he doesn't carry a gun. He'd like to. And he's been asking the question, would carrying a gun make you feel safer? Well, Robert Nash and Brandon Koch thought so. But the state of New York denied them gun permits, saying they hadn't demonstrated a special need. And he points something out, that special need, why do they have to prove this need? The Supreme Court ruled more than 10 years ago that all Americans have a right to keep and bear arms, no matter where they live. Alan Gottlieb, he got out there and he said many other courts have thumbed their nose at the Supreme Court ruling. And he's very excited that the Supreme Court will soon rule on Nash and Koch's lawsuit over New York's law. Now, Stossel understands their frustration because he tried to get a carry permit in New York City. This is quite an interesting process to watch because I did not know how much stuff they have to go through. See, here in South Carolina, if I want to get a concealed carry permit, I go to a class. I have to buy a gun. I go to a class. I write some stuff out. I take a test. I go outside and I shoot 50 rounds just to make sure that I can hit a target. And then I get fingerprinted, and that goes forward. And, you know, there's whatever the class cost, whatever the gun cost. And then I used to have to pay the state $50. That's gone. And then in 90 days, I get my first initial permit. Now, I've got one, and I just get it renewed now. That's not exactly the way it goes in New York City. John Stossel had to read 60 pages of instructions about irrelevant things like metal-knuckled knives and kung fu stars. So in New York City, they're confused as to the difference between a handgun and shuriken, I guess. You have to fill out a confusing 17-page form that you have to take and get it notarized, and then you go in person to police headquarters where they there fingerprint you. They demand reasons why you should be allowed to have a gun, and then they charge you $430 for filing. Now, this isn't for a test. This isn't for a class. This isn't for the permit itself. This is just for the $430 just for the act of filing for a concealed carry permit in New York City. And then he heard nothing about it for half a year. And then they wrote him saying that his application was denied. Now he called them and asked if he could appeal. They said he could try again if he could prove that special need to carry a gun. Now this guy goes out and he confronts crooks on the street. He interviews them on TV. And he actually does have a special need for self-protection. Not only that, but I mean, he is a public person. Now, I'm a public person, but I mean, when somebody recognizes me, it's more of an anomaly than it is anything else. And it's always, so far, it's been very flattering, so I haven't had to worry about it. Plus, I carry a gun everywhere I go. But it's not like being a TV personality, even with my streaming TV show. You know, it's not as ubiquitous as being on Fox News. So, he actually had video where he could show the cops the threats on his life. He had everything, but he took everything to them, justifying, based upon their criteria, his need to be able to carry a gun. And except for it, when he went in there physically to do it, he didn't have a guy beating on him, hanging onto his back. And that was not good enough. They turned him down again. Then later on, he claims to realize that his mistake was he wasn't bribing the cops. because later it was revealed the police and the permit department were giving out permits for money. And that's the kind of scam that only comes out, only becomes a reality whenever politicians impose too many restrictions on people's freedom. Happens in California, too. In California, if you donate to a sheriff's campaign, you can get a gun permit. This is another reason why Gottlieb is excited about the Supreme Court case. Court watchers predict this side is going to win. The gun rights side is going to win, especially because there are now more originalist judges on the court. Now, that would mean it's likely that soon almost all Americans would legally be able to carry guns. And some people out there, of course, are very upset about that. They say it's going to be terrible, like Professor Lisa Moore of the University of Texas said on TV. Women are less safe. Every vulnerable population, LGBT people, students of color, has more to fear. But then why are 50% of new gun owners black Americans and 40% of them are women? Well, according to Mr. Gottlieb, an awful lot of women bought a firearm to protect themselves and feel a whole lot safer. 800,000 times a year a person uses a firearm to protect themselves. If you call 911, the police usually get there after the crime is over. Gun law and gun carry law is getting truly liberalized in the United States. More allow concealed carry. Gun control advocates predicted that this would lead to an epidemic of shootings, which that's been the opposite. As concealed carry has legalized, violent crime went down. Especially telling crime dropped in each state right after the law was changed. And this is because an armed society is a polite society. Now, coming out of a leftist school, like Stossel was, he was taught that more guns means more violence. And even after he interviewed violent criminals in prison and hearing many say that they feared what they feared most was not the police, but that the person being robbed might be armed, he still believed that more guns meant more crime. But only when he began to research and do a little critical thinking on his own did he discover his anti-gun assumptions were wrong. More guns do not mean more crime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bill Cosby's conviction for sexual assault is being overturned. The state Supreme Court issuing an opinion today to overturn his conviction. His lawyers appealed to the court in December, arguing his trial was tainted because it allowed for past sexual assaults to be presented. The 83-year-old Cosby released after serving 2 years of his 3-to-10-year prison sentence. President Trump is in Texas meeting with local officials about the illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump saying Democrats are playing games and blaming Republicans for the surge in illegal aliens.
Where they're trying to say this is a disaster for them, let's blame the people that have really done something about it and can do something about it.
Trump joined by Republican Governor Greg Abbott and other former members of his administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Officials confirm four more bodies have been recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County mayor saying that brings the death toll to 16, with 147 people unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken to anxious family members and assured them they will keep searching until everyone is found. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee released a proposal that would cut the Homeland Security budget for fiscal year 2022 by nearly $1 billion. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick criticizes those cuts on Fox News.
These people are just crazy. I mean, to think that we have 2 million that we're going to apprehend this year crossing the border compared to about 400,000 last year, and they want to cut Border Patrol and ICE?
The price of lumber is taking a nosedive. Futures for the building commodity have fallen more than 40% in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. The Supremacy Clause. You've heard of that. That's part of the Constitution that says federal law will be the supreme law of the land, which, and what happens at the federal level, supersedes state and local regulations. That's, frankly, how that kind of stuff that is, that's the way it's supposed to work. However, I can't help but think that the gun control crowd is of two minds when it comes to the Supremacy Clause. For example, they love a bill out of New York State, because a bill that is heading to Governor Cuomo's desk that would make it easier to sue gun makers has the potential to bring changes to the firearms industry, advocates for gun control on Tuesday said. The measure, approved at the end of the legislative session this month, is meant to crack down on illegal guns that enter the state and hold gun manufacturers liable for them in the process through civil proceedings. Now, gun rights supporters have argued that the measure could have a cascade effect on other industries. But advocates for tighter gun laws in New York pointed to other industries like opioid manufacturers as well as tobacco and automobile makers, which have reformed themselves in the wake of lawsuits. However, this runs completely counter to the Protection of Lawful Commerce of Arms Act, which forbids lawsuits against gun manufacturers. It is a federal law. According to the Supremacy Clause, the New York bill can't be law because it contradicts the federal PLCAA. Maybe the problem is that the anti-gunners really just don't like the supremacy clause. I mean, they don't like the Second Amendment, so they're opting to ignore parts of the Constitution is not anything new. This is you know, quite the common little bit of business that they go about. But, you know, is this the issue? Well, not really, because we're seeing opposition to the Missouri Second Amendment Sanctuary Bill. And this month, Governor Mike Parsons signed the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which proclaimed Missouri would no longer enforce federal gun law. Texas did it. South Carolina's done it. I mean, his reason was that it demonstrates our commitment to reject any attempt by the federal government to circumvent the fundamental right Missourians have to keep and bear arms, protect themselves and their property. The U.S. Department of Justice issued a statement that the state does not possess the authority to enact or enforce such a bill. The actions of the state of Missouri are unconstitutional. In Article 6, Clause 2, the U.S. Constitution affirms it is the supreme law of the land. Though the Tenth Amendment allows the individual states their sovereignty within their sphere of influence, all the laws passed by states and local authorities must be enforced by lower governmental agencies. I'm not saying the two laws are similar. Very profound differences between what New York has done and what Missouri has done, yet these differences only serve to highlight the anti-gun hypocrisy here. Now, the New York bill is running completely and totally counter to a federal law. And meanwhile, Missouri's law states state and local law enforcement won't enforce gun control laws, which, based upon Supreme Court precedents and the Constitution, are unconstitutional anyway. And all they're saying is we're not going to enforce unlawful laws. The only difference between Missouri's sanctuary law and the sanctuary measures in place over immigration is that Missouri's law provides civil penalties against law enforcement officers who violate it. Now, the fact that the anti-gunners are loving New York's bill and loathing the Missouri law illustrates just how selectively anti-gunners view the supremacy clause. I knew this was going to be a fun chapter in things as they go along. In essence, they only think it applies to the things they dislike, while measures they approve of are free to run counter to it all day long. And with this degree of hypocrisy, should we really trust anything else they try to claim? I don't. I don't intend to do that. Here's a problem with this. And the anti-gunners are aware of this. Never think that some anti-gunners are completely ignorant of what they're doing, but the ones that are in charge, they know exactly what's going on. Now, the whole marijuana thing, the whole immigration sanctuary thing, this is in defiance of federal law. Those things are in defiance. I don't care what anybody says. Every time I bring that up, they're like, well, it runs counter. You know, it's defying federal law. If somebody rolls in and say it's ICE, and they're looking for illegal immigrants that are here illegally. That means they've broken the law. They entered the country illegally. They're existing illegally. They're probably working illegally. They're committing a bunch of laws, or breaking a bunch of laws that are, would get added on as they finally get caught. And then the local authorities tip them off and they disappear. Now, in any other crime, if I told a bunch of bank robbers, well, listen, don't go that way, the cops are out there. If I gave them any sort of material or logistical support, I would be aiding and abetting, which now I've broken the law. Except in the case of immigration. Because there's some people out there that run some of these states that think that the United States should have a welcome mat out everywhere and just take anybody that wants to come in, no vetting, no nothing. So they do it. Now, federal law has never changed regarding that. That's one of the reasons that it has never moved is because all these states are already doing something to it. And to that end, it has gone to court, and the feds have been told you cannot make these states enforce federal law. Now, still, the Constitution is in effect, and federal law supersedes local law, and is the supreme law of the supremacy clauses in place. Marijuana. Marijuana is one of those things where people get out there and say, it's a victimless crime, dude, leave it alone, you know. And then now they've ratified it in certain states. I mean, whenever I go to SHOT Show, when I cross the bridge between Treasure Island Hotel and the Sands, I get stoned going across because everybody's smoking dope down there on the street level. Legal in Nevada. I don't have to smoke it myself. I can just walk through. And but you're not supposed to own a gun or possess a gun if you're using marijuana. And you just know in these states where marijuana is legal and gun ownership is legal that some of these guys are sort of, sort of perjuring themselves when it comes to filling out that 4473. So these anti-gunners know that the Supremacy Clause has, defying federal law has become normalized, and they don't want to see this happen with Second Amendment sanctuary states. That scares them a great deal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess or linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, according to Judge Roger T. Benitez, in his landmark Miller v. Bonta ruling striking down California's so-called assault weapons ban, he said the Second Amendment protects modern weapons. He was citing Satano v. Massachusetts, a 2016 United States Supreme Court decision vacating a woman's conviction for carrying a stun gun for self-defense. Properly, he was doing that. The court has held that the Second Amendment extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even though those were not in existence at the time of the founding. In this case, the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts upheld a Massachusetts law prohibiting the possession of stun guns after examining whether a stun gun is the type of weapon contemplated by Congress in 1789 as being protected by the Second Amendment. Aside from the obvious no-nonsense assertions of founding-era voices such as Tench Cox, every terrible implement of the soldier, James Madison, go check out the Militia Observations in Federalist Number 46, it helps to understand another gun-grabber lie, that the founders only had single-shot muskets and couldn't have imagined technological advancement leading to more lethal weaponry. Now, firearms technology from long before their time included 14th-century multiple-barreled volley guns and a design by Leonardo da Vinci for a rotating triple-barrel breech-loading cannon. The founding era had already seen pepperbox revolvers, Kentucky/Pennsylvania rifles, cartridges to combine shot and powder, the British breech-loading Ferguson rifle, the 11-cylinder crank-operated Puckle gun, and the Ghirardoni air rifle, capable of firing 22 46 caliber balls, that had actually been used by the Austrian army 11 years before the Bill of Rights was ratified. And that is by no means an exhaustive list. The founders were very enlightened men, schooled in classical and political and legal history, aware of current developments, and in cases like Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, innovators and inventors themselves, and visionaries with eyes toward the future and to securing the blessings of liberty to posterity. Oblivious to that, constitutional and historical illiterates like the head of the oxymoronically named Texas Gun Sense are getting ink spreading astonishingly ignorant assertions like there weren't automatic weapons or 100-round magazine capacities in the guns 100 years ago. And like most useful idiots, they're making such moronic pronouncements for Chinese communist propagandists who want Americans disarmed and, you know, live Chairman Mao's Livich's maxim that political power grows from the barrel of a gun. That's bad enough, but the grabbers then bring these arguments into court cases and equally corrupt judges that create settled law. And as the Brady Center argued in a brief supporting the state of Maryland's semi-auto and magazine ban, they wrote, suppose, for example, that a new unregulated and highly lethal weapon were developed before a statute was enacted. When first offered for sale, that weapon would not be protected because it would not be in common use. However, under plaintiff's theory, if sales of the weapon grew explosively over the next year, prior to any legislation, then the weapon would, within that short time frame, become constitutionally protected, even though a ban would have been permissible had the legislature acted just a few months earlier. Such an approach makes little sense. And that's the crux. What they're trying to say is we should be denied new developments. And if new developments in weaponry can be denied, then it's just a matter of time before the disparity between what the government has and what the people have will be as wide as if we were relegated to brown vest muskets and flintlocks using modern infantry. Unless in common use of the time is held to mean by soldiers in the field with real weapons of war as opposed to a sporting arms popularity contest. And if that were the case, the Second Amendment would be nullified as a last resort defense against foreign and domestic tyranny. Anybody that wants to argue any differently from that, you'd be saying that the founders thought sending an outmatched yeomanry to their slaughter was necessary to the security of a free state. That's insane. Now, there are some that think we're well on our way towards this, though. Notably, with the National Firearms Act restricting the transfer of militia suitable arms to tribute-paying supplicants meeting overlord approval and the illegitimate, whether a real vote was taken or not, Hughes Amendment denying post-1986 select firearms to all but government troops and enforcers. I would argue that one of the most in-your-face tyrannical phrases ever constructed is restricted for government or law enforcement use only. Now, looking at developing technology, and, you know, there's definitely stuff today that the founders could not have possibly ever imagined. As if that makes a difference. That makes no difference. And, you know, if this is the thing, then you have to look to H.G. Wells in The Shape of Things to Come, where he, in the book, he says, we've declared the Declaration of Independence is inoperative. We're talking about the difference between a bow and arrow and a modern rifle. we face different threats today than we did. So we have different things going on. You know, you could look at supposedly less lethal microwave weapons that could burn the skin of temporarily blind or tetanize, which is paralyzing skeletal muscles. If stun guns are protected, why wouldn't they be? But who needs phasers set on stun when the real thing is being developed to vaporize targets Star Trek style, along with assurances that advances will be made and power plants will be shrunk, and one day it will dominate the battlefield. Since when have, you know, ray guns become the great future equalizer? And who thinks keeping them away from the bad guys will work any better tomorrow than what we have going on today. And just remember, not so long ago, your pocket calculator would have filled a room requiring programmers, technicians, key punch operators, and cell phones, laptops, and GPS units would have been considered no more plausible than paralyzer beams and death rays. Now, this is from another time. I'm talking now. Calculator, a pocket calculator. Think about your smartphone now. But here's the thing. Those advances that we got, that we enjoy now, are all in common use. And it's been said a battle isn't won until a man with a rifle occupies and controls the field. Someone probably once said that same thing a long time ago about spears, when that's all that was available. When that was the fighting tool of the time. The idea that we're not allowed developing technology is farcical. And the idea that, something in common use can be banned is equally farcical. So, hey, it all comes down to how active we're going to get, because we're going to have to become very, very active, because they are very, very active now. They're very, very, very active. Coming up next, we got the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Patrice Scaglotti. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.